Welcome back, everybody, to Yom Chapter Daf Chaf Hey Yom Aleph. We are on the Mishnah on the very top of Chaf Hey Yom Aleph. We are finally up to the juicy elements. We are going to be dealing with the sugya of Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Shluchei Mitzvah. So people who are on their way to go do a mitzvah, which Rashi explains, Hochei Baderach Mitzvah, Kigon Lil Motor Rachbu B'nei Rabu Uftos Shvuyim. Someone who's on their way to go do a mitzvah, like learning Torah, to go visit their Rebbe, or to go redeem a captive. So someone who's on this mission, Patur Min HaSukkah, they are Patur from Sukkah. Cholin U'misham Sheyen Patur Min HaSukkah. Someone who's sick and the people who are taking care of them, they are Patur Min HaSukkah. Ochel Mishosin Arai Chutz HaSukkah. You are allowed to eat and drink. Arai is like casually, you can't have a set meal, but you can have some snacks outside of the sukkah. Good. Now comes the Gemara and discusses where do we know this source of Osek Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, which is why Shluchei Mitzvah are going to be Patur. So Minah Anamili, how do we know this? Where is this learned from? The Tanur Rabbanim, because our Rabbi Sons of Brisa, Bishifta Chav Veseachal, the Pasuk by Shema says that we say Shema when you're sitting in your home. Pratla Osek B'mitzvah, this comes to exclude someone who's actually occupied in doing a mitzvah, who would be Patur from saying Shema Uvalechta Chav Adarech, and the Pasuk says, going on your way. Pratla Chasun, this comes to include to exclude a Chasun who is busy with thoughts pertaining to his mitzvah. Mikan, from here it says the Gemara, Mikan Amru, the Chachamim say, Akonis is Absula Patur, that someone who's marrying a Besula is going to be Patur from saying Shema, yes, Amana Chayev, but if he's marrying an Amana, he's going to be Chayev, because we see he's not necessarily so preoccupied with what's going to happen later that night, because he knows that she's not going to be a besula anyway, and therefore it's not going to take up his entire mind, and he will be able to say Shema, my mashma. So how does this verse, that one is doing a mitzvah, take you away from Kriya Shema? What does this do? So Amar Rav Huna, kaderech, that it has to be like you're going on your way, meaning comparable to baderech, maderech, rishus, just as going on the way is rishus, af kol rishus. So to all of these situations mentioned, have to be rishus, lafuke haidav mitzvah asuk. This is coming to exclude someone who's actually involved in the performance of a mitzvah, which teaches us that you are not going to be chayiv in Shema when you are in the middle of a different mitzvah. Milo askina dekazul advar mitzvah. Are we not talking about a situation where someone's going on the way, v'lech t'chavaderech, on their way to go do a mitzvah? And since the pasuk doesn't specify that someone's going for their own rishus reasons, maybe they're going to do a mitzvah and still you're chayiv in Shema. V'ka'amar rachman alikrei. And the Torah tells us still that you have to go and say kriya Shema. So answers the Gemara, no, imkain, lema kra b'sheves uvelechas. If that was the case, then it would have said b'sheves uvelechas. When you're sitting, when you're going, that could have been assumed that maybe there was a mitzvah happening. But my b'shiv decha uvelech decha, what does it mean on your way and while you're sitting? B'lechas didach, hud mechayeves, ha b'lechas de mitzvah petirt. So when it comes to you doing your own personal thing, then you're going to be chayev to say Shema. But if you're doing a thing of mitzvah, dvar mitzvah, then you are going to be pater from Shema. Ask the Gemara, Yachi, if this is so, that really everything is based on your involvement in a mitzvah. Afilu kones ha'amana nami. So what's the difference between someone who's getting married to a besula and someone who's getting married to an almana? If it's all about the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to get married no matter who you're getting married to, so it shouldn't make any difference at all. So answer the Gemara, kones ha'besula tarid, kones ha'amana lo tarid. So no, someone who's marrying a besula is going to be preoccupied. They are going to be tarid about thoughts of what's going to happen with the having the first bia, but someone who's marrying a bu'ua, someone who's marrying an amana, is not going to have that issue, and therefore they're going to be chayiv. So ask the Gemara now, you seem to be changing the qualifications on us, because we initially said that only if someone's on their way to do a mitzvah, then they're going to be patur, but now we're saying it's all about tarud, about whether you're going to be able to focus. Are you trying to tell me that anytime someone's preoccupied, not able to focus, they're going to be patur from Shema? But if that's the case, let's say someone's boat sinks, let's say someone loses all their money in the market one day, you should also be patur in that situation, because it's taking up your mind. I mean, if you're going to try to tell me, yeah, actually, they are going to be Pater, that Avil, someone who just lost one of their seven closest relatives, is going to be Chayiv in all mitzvahs, even though they're preoccupied with all this pain and suffering, they're still going to be Chayiv in all the mitzvahs. We're going to see this on the next Amud, where it talks about the fact that Tfilin might be different, but we see that an Avil is Chayiv in mitzvahs. If you're going to tell me that someone who's distressed and preoccupied is going to be Pater, so that doesn't make any sense, because an Avil is going to be Chayiv in everything. So no, when it comes to the case of the chasan who's marrying the besula, so there's a tirda de mitzvah. But here, hasam tarid tirda de rishus. But someone who has a sinking ship, or someone who's actually observing avelos, that's called a tirda de rishus. So this is a big discussion. The Rav actually has a whole yartzeit shir on this. What does it mean? Because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that even though you're chayiv to go and do all of the halachos of avelos, it says einu chayiv lehitztayer. You don't have to be totally distressed about it. So big discussion as to what exactly this means. It might mean that we just have to accept that ultimately God determines everything. Again, not for us right now. But what we see is that there's two things that are needed. It's that you need a mitzvah, and you also need to be a tirda of a mitzvah. So we will stop over there. This is the first source for Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. So much going on this Amud. And Mitzvah Shem will continue with this discussion for the next few daf. This is again, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.